Welcome back, Bible scholars. Thanks for joining me for the preview of this week's Sunday school lesson entitled Samson's Call. The lesson theme for the month of June is Called to be Strong, and it focuses on four individuals God used to help judge and save Israel in times of distress. These individuals were referred to as judges, and their stories are found in the book of Judges in the Old Testament. Prior week's lessons focused on Deborah and Barak, Gideon, and Jephthah. This week, we turn our attention to the most familiar of the judges, Samson. If you ask people who was the strongest man ever to live, many will answer Hercules or Samson. Those who answer Hercules don't know he was a mythological character. And of those who answer Samson, many don't know much about him beyond he was strong and was betrayed by Delilah. Many don't know he was a real person, a judge of Israel, or where to find his story in the Bible. Samson was born to a woman who was considered barren. His mother is one of several women who were barren, but the Lord allowed them to conceive to have children who ended up doing something special for the Lord. He was born to be a Nazarite and a deliverer of Israel. Nazarites were people who made vows to the Lord. As part of keeping their vows, they could not cut their hair, among other things. Their vows were temporary and came to an end, at which time they were allowed to cut their hair. However, Samson was consecrated from birth, and his vow was ongoing. Another important servant of God who was a Nazarite from birth was Samuel. Samson is among several others whose birth was announced by an angel or messenger of God, including John the Baptist and Jesus of Nazareth. Finally, Samson should be a reminder to us to keep some things sacred between just ourselves and God. Samson is mentioned as one of the great people of faith in Hebrews 11. To learn more about Samson, click on his name. Also, you can access the Sunday school lesson scriptures on the go anywhere and anytime through our website. So, let's prepare to have a great discussion on Sunday as we take a closer look at Samson's call and the implication it has for us today. Blessings.